Voters have until Tuesday to return their ballots in an election that's important to many Washington school districts. But as KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, students and school officials have been telling state lawmakers that the threshold to pass a bond measure is too high and needs to be lowered.
One after another, high schoolers told state lawmakers at a recent committee hearing that their school buildings are inadequate, crowded, and in some cases, falling apart. Here's Haley Robinson, a senior at Port Angeles High School.
My first day of freshman year, I was walking down one of our main foot-trafficked hallways, and I noticed garbage cans scattered everywhere because they were under parts of the roof that had been leaking.
The last time the Port Angeles School District passed a bond measure was in 2001. Right now, school districts have to win approval from at least 60% of voters to pass a bond measure. One bill in the state Senate would lower the threshold to a simple majority. Another would lower it to 55% of votes. But changing the threshold requires amending the Constitution. To do that, two-thirds of lawmakers in both houses would have to approve the bill, and then it would go to the general election ballot. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.